Headliner Radio, the creative voice.
Today we're welcoming Grammy Award-winning artist, songwriter and producer Emenike onto the podcast, whose writing and production credits include Beyoncé, Christina Aguilera, Kylie Minogue, Madonna, Selena Gomez, Sugar Babes, Her, Little Mix and many, many, many more. He's here today to talk about his new single, 16 Again, and to share some stories on working with the biggest names in music, as well as the most exciting up-and-coming talent coming out of the UK at the moment. So thank you so much for joining us today, Emenike. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be talking to you. I know you're a busy guy, so I appreciate you taking the time. You're in full promo mode, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, factually, I can see you right now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, honest, this is it. The WhatsApp is going off, the fucking Zoom interview marathon, talking about 16 again.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's just get into it. I know you're a busy guy. So the 16 Again, the new song. So this is the collab, obviously, with Paul Wolford and Lewis Thompson. So let's just start with the obvious. When did you decide to come together and work on this track? Where did you get the idea from?
I don't know if it was like an idea, but it was definitely like, yeah, we'd written a song at Lewis's camp. Like, he had a writing camp for his project. And this song had come back and we all loved it and Paul heard it and wanted to be a part of it. And yeah, I mean, we did it a year ago now and I'm excited for it to belong to the people and for them to enjoy it and interpret it how they will. I know that it came from a place of like, we wanted to write a song about, you know, nostalgia and just being like reflective. And what's the word I'm thinking of? Pensive about the past.
Pensive, so, good word, yes.
Thank you. I went into the thesaurus in my mind.
I always think of 10 things I hate about you when I hear that word, when she's trying to think of a word.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember the nurse or the teacher at the school's writing some kind of crude book and she's trying to think of words? And I'm sure pensive comes into it at some point, or it's one of the guys in the model is pensive or something. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. You were feeling pensive.
We were feeling pensive about the past, and that resulted in 16 Again. And yeah, I'm excited for it to belong to the people.
Okay, nice. I always wonder how it must be when you've worked on something, you say maybe it was a year ago, and then there's, for you, quite a delay where it's brand new for us and all of our ears. How is that for you to be like, I'm so glad that it's finally out there in the world, because it feels like not old news to you, but you probably finished doing your producing bits on it ages ago. So how is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a process, you know what I mean? The thing about the industry is that it obviously is more than just the music. It's all about a plan and about a strategy and release schedule and what everyone is doing in their respective careers and making sure that aligns with it and that we all have enough time to really give the song its best shot, you know? So the year does buzz by. You only realize it's been a year like after the fact. So I've had super quick turnarounds, you know, like Head and Heart, which me and Lewis Thompson had worked on in the past. That turnaround was pretty much 3 months, you know, of just like between me recording the song and shooting the video and just going out. It was just a really quick instinctive like, let's just go. But then there's others that, yeah, take a second. But I'm either way, I'm happy for it to be fresh to people's ears. And the second it goes on Spotify, I'm like, oh, it's a new song. So
just another new one. So what about, so 16, we all have different experiences at school, obviously. Was this a good time for you? I'm guessing yes, if you're feeling pensive, so we've said, nostalgic. What was it like for you?
I mean, my experience as a 16-year-old isn't necessarily what's being narrated in this song, because I think I was a bit of a late bloomer in a lot of ways, because my life was my career at that point. Like, I was just finishing school and I was really gasping to be a part of the industry and write songs and be in sessions and for that to be my life. And my 16 was writing and being in studio with Charlie XCX on half terms and working with Xenomania and, you know, getting my first cut with the Saturdays. And this would have been 2011. So different time. But 16 was a cool year.
I mean, you must have just been living such a different life. Now you put it in perspective to your friends that, you know, studying for GCSEs or whatever. It's really interesting that you'd go on to work with Sugar Babes. Obviously, they were doing the same thing when they were even younger than you, right? On their debut album, just trying to be in the studio all the time. And just, I can imagine your school friends must have just been like, what are you up to? You're just living a different life to me.
Very, very that. I think that it was... I've always been very clear about what I wanted to do. And so I guess that was very much like, thankfully everyone around me knew that as well. And we're very much like, okay, cool. Like, let him do his thing. Let him cook. And like, my school life was interesting because, yeah, I was very focused. I was very, very, very clear about what I wanted to do as an adult. And I'm thankful I get to do it now as an adult.
Even adults don't have this level of clarity, so I'm very impressed at your teenage self, I must say.
Thanks. You're
right. Did you ever get any backlash from it? Because I remember always reading stories about people like Christina when she was at school and she said Genie in a Bottle came on at the prom or whatever, and that she kind of got shunned a little bit. Was it a happy experience for you at school when you were working on this music whilst everyone else was just, you know, being a regular student?
I don't recall any backlash or any like negative vibes, but nothing would have been just, you know what I mean? I was just doing my thing and enjoying something that I was extremely passionate about. And, you know, I had friends who were very supportive, but then of course, like, things change, you know what I mean? Like, life just changes. And I'm not really friends with a lot of people I went to school with at this point in just a sense of, I think as a result of me being quite clear about what I wanted to do, there was a disparity or there was like a disconnect. Mm. But, you know, another one bites the dust.
Yeah, and we move on. So what about, okay, back to the new single. So how did you collaborate with Paul and Lewis? What did they each bring to the track and yourself? How did you get that to work between the three of you?
Okay, well, I think... I'd come with a song that I'd written with Punctual and Robert Harvey, Corey Sanders. And yeah, it was just like a really, the song you hear right now, that was what it was. And I guess they both brought their production identities towards it to make it what we hear right now. And yeah, grateful for them helping take it to the next level and hopefully also bring some more ears on it that probably wouldn't have had it if it was just like what it was. So I'd say that.
And how do you feel about working with other producers, given that, of course, you're one yourself? Do you find it easy to collaborate in that sense? Are you normally doing it solo and get used to your way of working? Or do you just embrace working with other producers as well to get their own sort of take on a track you might be sort of too close to, for instance?
You kind of answered it. Yeah, the latter. I mean, truthfully, I like working with other producers. I think that because I'm able to do a lot of things at the same time, I like being able to release one of the roles and, you know, let someone else handle it. If I'm singing it and if I'm writing it and if I'm vocal producing it, which I did on this one, you know, it's I've already got that on my plate, and I want to know that I'm working with someone who I trust and that I'm like, okay, like, and you know, I'm able to voice any feelings that I have about the production still. And that's the thing. It's like, because I've been doing it for so long, I'm thankfully there's a trust from people that I work with on my opinion on the sounds, but at the same time, I work with people that I trust, which I'm thankful for.
Okay. And did you always envision it as a dance track? Given their backgrounds, I can see why you would have kind of swayed in that direction. Or did it start as something else genre-wise and morph into dance? Or was it always a straight-up sort of dance
vibe? It was always a dance record. I mean, so much. It was for Lewis Thompson's camp, and he is a dance act. And so it was always going to be a dance record. But I guess it's nice to work with him and call on this because they cover like different pockets of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what came first for you, or what generally comes first? Is it melody, lyrics? Like, how do you usually start when you're putting a song together? Or does it just depend on each one?
It depends on each one, you know what I mean? But then I think, like, mostly I like to start with the chorus. I feel like if I can hear a chorus right away, then it makes everything else way easier. You know what I mean? It makes everything else make sense because mm-hmm. it's just for verses and a pre to like house around. So the chorus of this came first. And I really like the chorus. It's catchy.
Yeah, it definitely is catchy. It's on the 24th of March, isn't it? That's when it's out.
Correct.
My mum's birthday. She will thank you for that. Oh, very special that you
birthday,
did that.
Mum.
Shout out to Annie, who won't listen to this. Right. Oh. Anyway, she'd be like, what? Where do you work again? Oh, never mind. So let's move on. So you've worked with Flo a lot, obviously, recently, and on their debut EP and everything. Love them. And before we get into that, we must acknowledge your work with the other UK vocal queens, the original lineup of the Sugar Babes, who we mentioned earlier. So now it's finally out. So The Lost Tapes is out. People don't have to listen like myself on YouTube and SoundCloud. We can actually listen to it on Spotify, which is nice.
Nice. Not the leaks.
I know.
No more leaks.
It was crazy leaks. And I've seen Keisha posts every now and then. She answers fan questions. And I saw she was a bit obviously irked by that someone in the camp leaked it. But in a way, we never knew it would come out. So I was glad just to hear it.
You would be though, right? Because yes. Songs, we loved them when we wrote them. And we really wanted them to come out. And unfortunately, because of certain powers that are still being as we speak, they just weren't able to. And so I guess perfect. I am happy the song belongs to the people now, and it is I've always loved Today in particular. I always thought Today should have been the first single from the project, and to see people respond so positively towards it. And you know, this is stuff we did it literally 10 years ago. So I was 17 when we wrote Today and Drum, and I worked on Boys as well. I was a kid. So it's funny to hear the music back now and hear where my brain was at back then. And but it's nice because it's just like, you know, that now that's just there. There's no changing that. There's no tweaking it. Those are the demos. We just mastered the demos because that's what everyone was familiar with for the past 50-11 years. So we were just like, why not just have it like that way?
Yeah, well, given that you were 17, which is mad when you think, do you look back and are you happy with what you did, or are you just glad that you captured that not raw side of things? Perhaps you may have overthought things now if you'd look at it again, but are you happy with what it was? Would you do anything different?
I'm happy with what it was. I think there'd be some changes I make to Drum in particular, but like, I'm happy with Today. You know what I mean? I'm really proud of what we did with that song. And it's just a time capsule. You know what I mean? I think would I have loved to have had the stems to be like all of that, but I can't worry about that now because it's just the song is what it is, and that magic was captured. So I'm really proud of it, and I loved working with them. I think they're so great.
Yeah, Today is an absolute it's a highlight of the album. I think it definitely should have been a single as well, but obviously the album has actually done really well, and given that it's been 10 years later, I'm really glad that everyone's finally hearing it, and legally as well, you know. Oh, they're getting paid for it.
Child, legally.
Yeah. That's important. I mean, we've gone past the LimeWire days. Those are long gone. But, you know, now we don't want to be scrounging around on the internet. We want to listen to them properly. Okay, let's go on to Flo, because obviously the Sugar Babes love them. And you've worked with them as well on Cardboard Box, which I've had in my head ever since you were talking about choruses earlier, because it's so catchy. So did you start with that? Was that the chorus that you started with when you helped write that one?
That one, actually, I think that one may have started with the verse and the pre, ironically. Like, I think, because I remember, like, Renee had come up with the melody for the pre, And then Stella and Stella had come up with the verse melody or something. Like, you know what I mean? It was like a piece by piece thing. And then when it came to the chorus, I was like, shit in a car. Like, it just kind of came out. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, it's kind of a weird title. And it's really an earworm. And when we all finished it, we all knew that was something really special in that song. And this was 3 years ago, you know, so we had it for a long time and then we parked it. We knew that was something. And then when it came down to thinking what the first song they were coming out with, they always were quite firm on Cardboard Box. And I'm really proud of what it's been able to do for them as a group and just the pathway it kind of opened up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I after that did what it did, I was brought on to exec produce the EP and help tie everything together. And I'm, you know, again, really proud of what that's done. And we're now on the album and getting those things together. And so much music and so exciting and so, I'm buzzing. I can't wait for people to hear what they're coming out with because it really is just the beginning.
Yeah, speaking of which, so seamless link there, Fly Girl, that's, I've seen the hints dropping about that. It's got a Work It sample. I'd love to just ask you quickly about the complexities of clearing samples like that, because obviously the artist can get in trouble. Like, what is the method? Does it make you wary of doing that?
Look, I think that I made a funny joke on Instagram yesterday. I say it was a joke, but it's pretty real. I mean, I just said that, you know, I'd come up with the chorus of Fly Girl and, you know, I came up with it kind of knowing that, like, we were going to be robbed of publishing from it because it is from, you know, Work It. But at the same time, you know, sometimes it's really fun to just be able to reference stuff that you love and to be able to get the approval from the people who've made it. You know, I've sampled music in my career and I've had some really generous people who've been able to like let go of their ego and say, okay, yeah, but you've done this, but we love what you're doing. We're going to let you do your thing with it. We'll take what we take, but we won't try to cheat you. And then there's people who just are about their business, you know, and they say, that's our song. We're going to be taking this chunk from it. And then you'll be left with that chunk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think I'm wary of it. I'm definitely acutely aware of what comes with it. And I try not to have too much of an ego about it because the song is king at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I suppose it depends on the artist. I know Beyonce had to take out that slight reference to Khaleesi's song, Milkshake from Energy. Obviously, she said she wasn't asked, but I know she's got a whole history with the Neptunes and all of that side. But I have to ask about Beyonce, about you co-writing Hold Up, about you going over there. So how was that going over there and working with her?
Yeah, it happened, you know, it was cool. And, you know, Hold Up is a song that's now in a discography, and the fact I was able to meet her and that she thinks anything that's come out of my brain is cool is amazing. Forgive me, I've asked this question about...
I know, bless you for being... for answering it.
Enthusiastic moment from that, but I'm, you know, I grew up listening to Beyonce as a kid and I love every, you know, project she's ever put out, and so to see my name on the credits for anything that she's a part of is an honour. To be able to call her like a colleague in any fashion is amazing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Incredible. And did you get Renaissance tickets?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, which date are you going to?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Secret. Yeah, you're right. Well, what we do? We dressing up as disco balls? What's the vibe? I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I'll dress up, but I mean, for real, I'm just about hearing America Has a Problem live because I will lose my shit because that's my fucking tune. So.
Is that your favorite? I love Energy. Well, I love them all, to Energy's be honest, but great. It's going to go mental, isn't it?
I love Energy. I love the album. I'm really, I'm such a fan. Such a fan.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't? Okay, cool. What about, will there be another M&EK album at some point? Are you allowed to talk about that yet? Or would you prefer to be mysterious? Which is fine.
No, there is another album in the works. I just kind of want to talk about it when I've got like a sense of the visual side of it, you know? I feel I have a lot of confidence in the music and getting that to a place I'm happy about. But I just want to make sure that I'm presenting myself in a way that I'm like, yeah, I'm excited to like show my face and, you know, really champion this project, you know, and champion all the projects that I'm a part of, because it isn't just about the album. It's about artists that I'm developing and flow and, you know, other artists that I'm working with in the pipeline. Like, I think it's about being able to just embody everything, because I look up to people like Pharrell and like Diddy and Timbaland, who are more than just like a monolith thing, right? They are seen as just music, period. So yeah, I just want to do that and be able to present myself in the best fashion.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I think that about wraps it up for your time today. So 16 again, everyone should know it's out on the 24th of March. And thank you so much for your time today. I will see you, or maybe I won't, at Renaissance, depending on which day you've got. But enjoy it either way. I can't wait.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Enjoy your day of promo. And I'm sorry I've asked you questions you've been asked thousands of times before. I appreciate you. Very gracious.
You're good. Look, take care.
Bye.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.